The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Joe is here for Am I Wrong. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, you don't sound too good. What's going on? Who are you having an issue with?
It's an issue with my baby mama, I guess.
Your baby mama?
Yes.
We haven't had a baby mama issue in a long time, actually.
It's been a while.
It's been surprising. All right, what's going on with your baby mama?
She's carrying my baby, but she's dating someone else.
So that's cool. It's very modern.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It causes problems. Yeah, of course. But she's seeing this new guy, and she's going to all these checkups and everything, and she hasn't been talking too much about it. And it's my baby too, so I want to know all these things. And recently, she's been going out with this guy for at least 3 months or so.
Yeah.
And I'm not hearing anything about the progress of our baby.
Right.
And she hasn't hospital visit coming up, and she wants to bring him, not me. She doesn't want to give me any of this information, and I feel kind of cut out. I mean, it's my baby. I should know.
Oh, because she's
doing. Yeah.
So this new guy, I mean, she's 3 months pregnant. I'm guessing this new guy knows she's pregnant. Are you sure it's your baby and not someone else's?
Yes. I'm positive. We hooked up one night, you know how it goes. And then, three, 4 days later, she met this guy and fell in love with him. His name's Dave. And
okay.
That's great. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you're not like emotionally attached to her. You just want to be there for the baby.
Yeah, it's my baby.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, hang on. What's her name? I'm sorry.
Alyssa.
All right, let's call Alyssa and find out what's going on.
Hello?
Alyssa.
Yes?
Good morning, Alyssa. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for asking. Megan's having a horrible day, by the way.
Hey, Alyssa.
Also, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
Hi. Hey, listen, fun fact, we've also got Joe on the phone, your baby daddy.
Oh, why?
He called us because he told us that you're kind of cutting him out of the whole baby situation.
Yeah, he wants to be part of the doctor's appointments and the... What was it, Joe? You said there's like some hospital visit or something?
The upsounds
the ultrasounds.
Ultrasounds.
Yeah, upsounds are totally different. Alyssa, are you not involving him in any of the baby making you involved him in the baby making process.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was there for that part.
Are you not involving him in it? You have some new boyfriend or something, is that right?
I do, but first of all, I cannot believe, Joe, that you called the radio. I feel like, you got to be out of your mind.
Well, if you'd return my calls, then we'd tell this, amicably, then I wouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Look, I get it. I'll show you the pictures. I'll do whatever, but I'm not comfortable doing this with you, like going to the doctor and stuff.
Why?
Because I'd rather do it with Dave. You know, I'd rather just tell you about it. These are really special moments, and... You know, it's really special for us, and I get it. I get it. You're part of it, and I will show you the pictures. I'll tell you all about the appointments.
Right, but I mean, that's my baby inside you. I have a relationship with that baby, and I have a right to be there for the baby.
Okay. 340-9595. Stephanie from the South Side. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm good.
Hey, what did you want to say here, Stephanie?
I'm on the guy's side. This is ridiculous. If she, actually listens to herself, she just says special moments. This is his child, and she needs to grow up and get a little bit more mature. She's saying it's special moments, that she should only get those special moments. He should be involved in those special moments just like she should, and she should have thought about that before she created a child with him.
Yeah.
That's a good point. If you don't want him to go to the doctor with you, you probably shouldn't, take him to bed with you.
She should have thought about that before she made a child with him, and now she wants to make a life with her new dude, and that's not fair to him, and that's not how it goes. And I guarantee you, when the child is born, he could take her to court. I mean, it has nothing.
Well, yeah. Is there like a legal thing where like the dude has to, even if she doesn't want to be with him, like he has to be involved, right?
I mean, he has, but I mean, like, if she makes a doctor's appointment and never tells him, I mean, what's he gonna do?
I mean, guys don't go with their wives to doctors every appointment every time, anyways, right?
Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. My wife got sick of me making comments at the jokes and stuff. She's like, "You can come, but you can't make any jokes."
That's really hard for you.
It really is. Shayna from St. Augustine, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great, Shayna. What's your take on this weird situation?
Honestly, it's so hard these days. I know so many mothers who their fathers don't want anything to do with their babies. She has two that apparently want something to do with this child. But even he is a biological father, it's completely insane for her to cut him out of all these experiences. He should be there to see the baby, to find out the gender, to experience the whole nine yards. And for her to cut him out is just... It's wrong.
Yeah,
it's 9 months, by the way, not 9 yards.
I don't think that she has to date this dude though. Like, I don't think it's necessary. Like, she doesn't have to be with him. She could be with this other dude. But I do definitely think she should include him because I feel like it's kind of awkward that he's like trying and she's like, nah, leave me alone.
Yeah, definitely,
because
it's his child and he should be there for the birth as well. I mean, he doesn't have to be in the room, but he can be there to experience it all, and that would be fair.
Look, I don't want to attack anyone. I don't want to attack anyone's character. But I will.
Yeah.
You know, she got pregnant with one guy. 3 days later, started dating another guy. Maybe her judgment isn't the most sound, is all I'm saying.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, and I mean, my fiance wanted to meet the doctor who was going to be there when I was in labor, you know? So, I mean, it's just not fair for her not to give him the opportunity. It's
right.
His kid, too.
No, that's
yeah,
true.
And hey. I think it's okay for her to not, like, want to, like I said, like, be with him. But I don't think, like.
Right. Let them, like, stand in the corner of the room.
Yeah,
they don't have
to,
like, hold hands and stuff.
Right, exactly.
No. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. Kansas.
Hello, good morning. It's Kansas.
Hey, Kansas, what do you want to say?
I just wanted to say if she wants to have these special moments with Dave, then Dave should wait his turn and have his own baby with her. Like, she should totally not cut this guy out.
So he needs, yeah. No,
yeah.
I.
Wait his turn.
All right. So, Dave, get in line.
Dave.
This is the other dude's baby.
Well, I think they can work it out. They're both obviously aware of the baby, so maybe they could just both be there as well.
Right. Exactly. But it kind of, you know, I was appalled as a mother of three to hear her say, oh, well, I want to have these special moments with Dave. Well, Dave can wait his turn.
Yeah.
Right now it's this guy's turn.
I don't know all why right. Dave right. wants to have the special moments
maybe
with her.
Maybe they can meet in the middle. You know, and be civilized, and all three of them can go.
Totally.
Hey, Kansas, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it.
No problem. You have a great day. I love listening to you guys every morning.
Oh, Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
What?
Rock Chalk Jayhawk. Can't, no, never mind.
I don't get it.
All right, ask Jake. He'll tell you all about it.
Okay.
340-9595.
I just want to say I totally agree with the guy. He should have every right to be part of the baby's life.
Mm-hmm.
And the experiences that he should be able to also are the moments he should be able to experience also.
Right, leading up to the, it's not just after the baby's born, but leading up, there's some fun stuff that you want to be involved in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she should be really grateful because a lot of guys don't even want to have anything to do with the baby. So.
Yeah, that's true. A lot of guys are like, peace out. Have fun, Dave.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Right.
She should just be really grateful that she has a new boyfriend that wants to be part of it, and she has the father of the baby that wants to be part of every moment, and
right.
who should be allowed to.
Man, she's got so many dudes that can get
two
her ice
dudes.
Cream. Yeah.
Get her ice cream.
she get her ice
I
cream.
I know, lucky.
Rub her feet, get her ice cream. Like, it's great. Hey, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it. All those, you know, all the babies put together, strollers and whatnot.
Yeah.
Lena from the beaches, how are you?
Hey, doing well. How are you?
Great, Lena. What do you want to say?
I wanted to say that, I think it's ridiculous. There's enough deadbeat dads out there and men that don't want to be involved in their children's lives.
Yeah.
She should be thankful and take advantage of the fact that she actually has an all right guy wanting to be a part of this kid's life. And she wants to date someone else. I'm not one to shame someone for who they want to sleep with or be
right.
with.
Yeah.
But hey, then now she has two men in her life that will be supportive. She should accept both of them for who they are.
Right. Exactly.
You know, that's true. That's a great point. There's so many guys out there that, I mean, look, if she's going to hoe around, she picked two pretty decent guys to do it with. What are the odds?
Lucky her.
Yeah, lucky her. She's one. All right, Alyssa, look, a lot of people are saying, hey, you know, you can't cut this guy out. I mean, he's trying to be there, and a lot of dudes don't even try that hard. So, you know, quit being a whiny baby about it. No pun intended.
All right, look, it's fine. Joe, you can come with me next week. You can look at the pictures. You can meet her. You know, it's fine. It's
a girl. Why didn't you see? This is
This is what I'm talking about.
You didn't tell, you know it's a girl, you didn't tell him?
I literally just found out.
Like during the last commercial break or?
No, not during the last commercial break.
Okay. All right. Hang on. Well, Joe, congratulations. It's a girl. Hang on 1 second, you two. Don't go anywhere. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.